Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, I'm Dom Roberts, a designer, creative, and activist living in Los Angeles. This is The Uncomfortable Podcast, a show where I speak with new friends, fellow activists, and guests all united and passionate about different injustices or just generally uncomfortable topics. It's time to dig deep into the human experience, and that's on period. It's all love. Let's get uncomfortable.
This is Amanda Hirsch from the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast. You might know me from Not Skinny But Not Fat on Instagram, where I spend my time talking about reality TV, celebrities, everything happening, and pop culture. I also talk to some of our favorite celebs and reality TV stars. We talk about what's going on. Tune in every Tuesday and just feel like you're talking with your best friends in your living room. Okay, you guys, I know I told you about my newfound relationship with Kourtney Kardashian. She said she was going to think about coming on the podcast, and guess what? She's on the podcast today. Bestie?
If I make a promise, like, I'm here and I'm never leaving.
Thank you so much for coming on, Court.
Yeah, I mean, I have to leave in like a tight hour because I've got to get back to Trav's place. We have like this sex doctor we're visiting. But other than that, like, I'm yours for the next hour.
Andrea Lopez, comedian and impressionist, is here on the pod today.
Hey, guys. How are ya? It's actually me. I'm sorry. It's not Court.
No, but I have a question. I feel like before when we were talking, do you kind of like get confused and you start talking like Court on the reg?
Like all the time, especially when I'm drunk, your girl comes out. Like Court is like, Court is officially, she just like comes out of my body and she like takes it over.
But how did you discover, aside from the fact that this is what you do, like how did you find out that like you have a Court within you?
So I usually, when I do voices, I'll try to pick out one that I know has a lot of idiosyncrasies, and Courtney is just so funny with her quotes. So I've been doing Courtney for like 9 years. I've been perfecting it over the years, and I, you know, they were so big. They're still so big, but like pop culture, I always love to do people in pop culture. And, you know, of course, when the Kardashians, the show came out, I was like, okay, I've got to get down the sisters, but I really excelled in Courtney, and I can't do Kim. I can't really do Khloe. But Courtney, for some reason, that's the one that I just thought was like the best. So I kept on going with that one.
But are you then possessive over it? Because only in the past like few months, a lot of other like TikTokers, like all of a sudden people jumped on the train. Are you like, wait, I'm the OG. I've been working on this for 9 years. This is my doctorate.
Yeah, like I kind of graduated from Kardashian, like with a master's. Yeah. And I don't ever get like possessive over it, but for sure when people are like, they send me other Kardashians, and I definitely got my like team of supporters, and they're like, yours is the best. You got it, you know? And like, I appreciate that, but I always support the newcomers because I'm like, you know, we do fun collabs together, and it's not even my voice really to be possessive over. It ain't my voice, you know? So how can I be possessive over Courtney, right? So I just love seeing all the people. It's so fun how TikTok has like brought up voiceover artists because like it's so fun.
I mean, I kind of get possessive. I know you were going to throw the question back at me. I get a little possessive. I'm just kidding. I get a little possessive because I'm like, I've been loving Court like for, I'll just say 9 years, even though it's not 9 years. Like, and I feel like she was the lowest in Instagram followers. She was like the least interesting to look at. And then all of a sudden, it's like people are discovering her.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, oh, wait, Court's best quotes. I've been putting up Court's best quotes every birthday. I've been like, Court's best quotes. I've been Googling them and, you know, pulling out the best ones. Now, like, all of a sudden, you know, people are like, oh, wait, Court's so funny. She has these one-liners. She's this. Oh, Court quotes. I'm like, hello, been there, been worshiping at her altar, been praying at her religion. Welcome to the club.
It's like, welcome to Earth. Like, where have you guys been? That's just a testament to how hot you are with pop culture and like, you know, your shit. It's like, hello, we've been doing this, you know? So it's like cute for the newcomers to come and be like, wow, Courtney is so funny. She's hot. She's sexy. It's like, yeah, well, you know, we have to like wrestle the children together because we just have to like bring them into our club. It's like, yeah, welcome. Okay. Yeah. We like you said, been there, done that. You know, it's a little tiring, but we have to help them.
So when Taylor Strecker, who you do her radio show,
yeah.
I'm going to feel like she might be possessive over you that you came on my show. When she told you that Court and I DM'd, because I was like, wait, but did you tell her? I was like, but did you? Because we had you, for people that didn't attend our live show, we had a little Court cameo by Andrea, which was so fucking funny. And I was a little drunk off like one glass of Sancerre. And I was almost like for a minute just lying to myself. It was so funny because when we were planning it, Taylor was so like anal about it. She's like, wait, but are we going to tell the people that said Andrea? I'm like, no one's going to actually think it's cool. I'm like, of course we're going to give Andrea credit, but like, let's toy with it for like 2 minutes.
Yep.
But it was so good. It was like something with a vagina. Like it was just so, and you just did your thing and it's fucking amazing. No, we had to have a Court cameo, but when Taylor said she would ask you, I was like, but did you tell her about the DMs? But did you tell her that we're DMing?
Oh, Tay told me. And she was like, by the way, like isn't this insane? She's DMing with Court and she's like probably going to get lunch with her. And like, she'll play your recording. I was like, I love you too, you and Tay. Like, I was like, I'll do it for you guys for free anytime. Like, I don't even care if Courtney's in the picture. But that did elevate you like to another level.
She'll play it for Court.
Yeah.
She's a saleswoman. Hello. I've never agreed to that.
She's like, she'll play it for her over lunch. They'll probably get some wine and like have matcha. And then they'll like just, you know, she like built up that story real big. I was like, okay. I would have done it anyways.
Wait, speaking of that, you made matcha today that looked like vomit. So you're really trying to be Court like on the DL.
So Vital Proteins. I'm not sponsored. They just send me stuff because Courtney also works with Vital Proteins. So they send me a big package of it.
They think it's funny. They think it's like ironic.
Yeah. So yeah. I incorporate it like into my everyday life. I'm like, yeah, I might as well. I've got this freaking powder in my pantry. Might as well use a little bit. So I made this matcha like smoothie. I mean, it tasted okay, but it definitely looked like vomit. So I've got to work on the aesthetic a bit. But, you know, because Courtney always makes her avocado smoothies look like heaven in a little...
No, but listen, I've made an avocado smoothie, which is basically half an avocado and like half a banana, which is so funny. She's like, swipe up for the recipe and it's like banana, avocado. That she has the same thing with her salad. She's like, swipe up for a summer salad and it's like masculine greens and masculine greens.
I did a video when it was...
I love that she doesn't get called out about it either.
No one calls her out. I did a quesadilla video. It was 3-step quesadilla. She's like, swipe up for this recipe. I'm like, it's a quesadilla. There's 3 things. It's cheese and bread. And she's like, gluten. She'll add like a little asterisk, gluten-free if you want. Like, yeah. Change the game.
Wait. And no, but do you die over their Nobu sushi, their vegan sushi, which is like avocado on a plate?
With an edible flower to elevate it.
With an edible flower, but also like Nobu, like I get it. People think it's so good. I actually went in the city and I was V disappointed.
It's like, what's the hype, right?
A, in the city, I mean, if you're sitting on the beachfront in Malibu, like, I get it.
Right.
Like, you could be eating shit. Right. But, like, in the city, it's a very, like, heavy old school vibe. So like I wasn't in Malibu. I was like there basically to like be like, wait, I haven't been here.
Yes.
And I have had better sushi. I've had better raw fish. And I'm just like, wait, if this, like I got a crispy rice, like you can't go wrong with crispy rice. You can't go wrong. Meanwhile, Court's eating just an avocado, like, and it's so good at Nobu.
Yeah. And calling it vegan sushi. I don't understand.
But she gets away. She gets away with it. Okay, you guys, you know when you're shopping online, which is 23 hours out of the 24 hours in a day, and you get to your checkout card and you're like, should I do this? Yes, I should. And then there's the promo code box and you're like, well, how the hell would I have a promo code? Do I need to like scour the internet by myself for one? No, thank you. I don't have time for that. Oh, you know what you do have, should have, is Honey. Honey searches the entire internet for coupon codes for you and will beep, 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 and then insert the coupon code that they find, the best one, if they find one across the internet, which most likely they will, and you're going to get a discount. Boom, just like that. Faux free discounts. You don't even have to look for them. Honey does it for you. So imagine you're shopping on a site, you add the cart, you get the cart, coupons, blah, 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 blah. Honey finds one. Few seconds, it's there. 10% off, 15% off, 20% off. You just see the prices drop. It is such a good feeling, you guys. I love seeing it. So I literally save money from using Honey on my shopping carts. Love to see it. And you guys need to check it out because why the hell not? It's free. You are literally missing out on free savings. It installs in a few seconds. You're literally doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. I honestly don't recommend something I don't use. And I was using Honey even before they partnered with this podcast. So, yup. So get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/notskinny. That's joinhoney.com/notskinny to get Honey today and start saving. Okay. Did you read Travis Barker's What I Eat in a Day in GQ ever?
I didn't. Wait, is this pre-court or post-court?
Post-court, obviously. Okay. I mean, people are going to hate me for this. I know he was like in a band, obviously. Loved Blink-182. Do you think that he's like resurfaced times a gazillion with this new relationship?
Completely. Like 100%. I think... yeah, you've got your stans from your drummer days and like your marriage that broke up, but there's no way would you be on like the Snapchat front page had it not been for Court. Like no way. Like he's
Is that like a big deal though? Is that like the claim to fame?
Well, I mean, it's like I don't even use Snapchat anymore, but like I'll go on there and I'll check like the top stories and it's always like Addison Rae, that Demi Mobby who does nothing but model her big tits and ass. It's always the Kardashians, and now it's Travis Barker and Court.
And he's like producing for every single person. It's like, oh, he's like the new Timba. Like he's the new, who's like a big Timba. Producer. He's the new Timba or the new, another one, the new DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled, whoever works with Justin Bieber, that one. Yes.
Yeah, I think he's the new, everyone's like, oh, on the drums. And like, again, you guys, I'm saying this with a hundo. Could be that I was sleeping on Trav and like wasn't aware that he was like on every single person's tracks. But it does feel like he's made a bigger comeback. And I also put up the other day this story that sometimes, not often, I make my own self laugh because... seeing his kids like post him, I'm like, whoa, they're really like into him. Like usually, even if your parents are famous, you're like, mom, dad, stop being embarrassing. They're like upset. Like they're kind of into their dad being Travis Barker, it seems like.
You cracked me up on your story when you posted like, it's like they're just discovering that their dad is cool along with everyone else. Yeah.
Along with... the boy literally puts up just a story of like zooming in and out of his dad's face. Like we get it. We get that Travis is your dad.
You're at dinner with your dad who happens to be Travis Barker. Like I don't, it's beyond to me, but they're an interesting family. Like their TikToks, I just love famous people's TikToks because they could do nothing. They could shit on screen and it's like millions of likes. Everyone loves it. Okay. But and like the TikTok is like where people go for the newfound celeb news now, right?
Mm.
I mean, it's just like the hottest thing to look at. And it's so much to keep up with. How do you keep up with it? I love how fast you are. I mean, it's like you've got 10
I don't.
Like
I don't
10,
have the app.
Hands.
I don't have the app, babe. Could you believe? I don't have TikTok.
You don't have TikTok. How do you get the screen?
I don't
records?
Even know. I don't even know what the interface. This is so funny. So sometimes I'll hear about like a TikTok and I'll go find it, but TikTok wants me to download it, so it won't let me. And I'll like do a weird thing. I'll like exit out, refresh. I'm like, I'm not downloading you, bitch. I'm not. I used to think at the beginning of TikTok where I only thought there were the dances.
Right.
So
all
I was
of
like,
it.
Is there a little man on the bottom? Like I like asked somebody. I was like, is there like a tutorial on the bottom? And people were like, no, people just literally watch the same video over and over to learn it. And I think that's what turned me off. If I had known from the beginning that it could be fun and like funny, and but all I was seeing at the beginning are like the Addison Rays, which I know our relationship has changed. I was a different person then. Now I like her. But yeah, I have to go into it like on my Safari. And Safari is like, what the fuck are you doing? Download the app. And I'm like, nope. I don't know. It's an old person thing. You know, when your parents won't change their ways, I'm like the parent that won't change their ways.
I don't blame you. Honestly, it's a black hole. I mean, I find a lot of funny stuff on there. But I also waste my life away. Last night, I was like, I'm getting to bed at 11 p.m. because I got to wake up at like 6 and like do things. Stayed up till 2:30 in the morning last night. Woke up at 8. Like a waste of life. And all I saw was like a reality show funny clips. Did I add anything to my life? No.
Wait, so are you more on TikTok than Instagram?
I am such an Instagram person. I think because we both came up with like, you know what I mean? Like I'm so Instagram, and I didn't even really get into the whole Snapchat thing. I think I'm a picture person. So I love Instagram. I love Instagram stories. I fucking live for the stories. I'm addicted to the stories too. But TikTok, I have grown so much during quarantine with my impressions. So I feel like I need to pay homage to the app that actually got me followers. But I'm like, I don't want to. That little sister.
Wait, you got up to like 500K, no?
Yeah, and then I plateaued hard. And now I'm just like, I'm sticking at 500. It's like, bitch, you left us. You're done. And I'm appreciative for the 500K. Like, that's so much. And I can appreciate that. But I also, you know, I also see so many other people get to that number. And I'm like, oh, so it's, you just have like 3 viral videos. And now it just soars, right? I think it's bots. They control it. Sometimes they'll push your video out and you'll get 500,000 views. And then overnight, you get nothing, and then the next morning, you'll get 200,000. Like, it's so controlled. It's controlled by robots.
I always heard the other way around. I always heard that people were, like, complaining about the Instagram algorithm, which I know can be, like, tricky.
Yes.
But yeah, it doesn't feel like what you're saying, that all of a sudden, like, one video, like, I know... I've heard of videos going viral and that they were sent to me, and it was like a girl like wearing a jacket, you know, and being like, this jacket is cute. Bloop. Also, all those things, I cannot and will not step into a piece of clothing and then jump into it again and then jump no, that takes so much time. And like, I know this is my like vibe, and like some people probably hate it, and probably like Kaylin Miller Keys from The Bachelor, who like color curates her feed, will look at mine and like get a brain aneurysm because it's so not pretty. But like, I can't, I feel like my personality is very like, this is it. And if you like the way it is naturally, then you like it. I couldn't imagine laying like jumping into clothes and like, but people love it. And TikTok is crazy, but yeah, people do say that they like the algorithm of TikTok and what it like presents to you, like in the feed, like it gets to know you better than like Instagram. It took them so long.
Definitely.
For me to be like, I don't want Charli D'Amelio on my Explore. Like I had it's to be so like, slow. not interested in Dixie D'Amelio, not interested, not interested. Like I literally had to tell them 1,000 gazillion times to be like, no.
Hello. Yeah, Instagram's a little bit slow. I mean, they still think I'm only obsessed with nail art. Like, it just thinks I love nails. It's like, it's the only thing on my explore page. I'm like, okay, I like it. Thank you. I love a cool nail. But like, can I also get some dogs? Can I get some pop culture? Like, what the fuck?
That's my explore page. We just have to speak into our phone and then it'll happen. You know?
Exactly. Like, the buttons don't really react to it. But like, yeah, we have to like speak to it. So there's two different things. For sure, like, Instagram is like totally different beast. But I think I grew up with Instagram. And that'll always be my like first and foremost like baby that I feed into. But TikTok is a whole new Gen Z thing that's just so insane.
And is it more pressure with TikTok? Like, I feel like, maybe tell me if I'm wrong because I don't know it, obviously. Like, is there more pressure to like, this should go viral? Like, on Instagram, you post something, it could get whatever amount of likes, and you're like, hey, it's my same shindig, it's my same people seeing it, whatever. But like, I feel like with TikTok, people go in with the like, and you could tell kind of with TikTok videos, like, people create them with the subtext of like, I hope this goes viral.
In their caption, they're like, I spent 3 hours on this, this better go viral. And I'm like, for those, I specifically scroll because I'm like, why would you even spend that? What are we doing here? For sure, there's this like need to get as many likes as I used to on like the Courtney videos. But it kind of feels like I'm beating a dead horse with like the Courtney, but people still like it. So I'll throw in Courtney's sometimes in there. But I really do try to incorporate some new voices. And usually people are like, okay, fuck it. Like, where's Court?
Do you ever wonder, like, when you're in a restaurant, you're like, wait, why are these eggs so much better here than at home? It's literally an egg. So A, probably because like you suck, but also because of the kitchen tools that are used in the chef's kitchen as opposed to in your kitchen, where you're using probably things your grandma handed down to you, where you should be using Made In. Made In has amazing cookware and kitchenware products that are used by the world's best chefs. No, honestly, I'm obsessed with their stainless steel pan, mostly because it's easy to clean. I don't cook, so like, I'm the one cleaning it. And literally, I just like turn on the hot water and like everything kind of like vishes off, as opposed to when I use like old Teflon ones and it like sticks and I have to be like scratching it all up. Stainless steel is where it's freaking at. And if quality and craftsmanship is important to you, you have to check out Made In. They literally make professional quality cookware for people that love to cook and be in the kitchen and feel fancy. And, you know, like, the way you invest in like your skincare and your hair tools, like, invest in your kitchen tools, you guys. They have amazing star ratings and reviews. And like I said, are used by some of the world's best chefs at Michelin star restaurants around the world. Love to freaking see it. Made In makes better cookware for better meals. And right now, you can get their incredibly amazing stuff for 15% off. They're offering my listeners 15% off of your order with promo code NOTSKINNY. So this is the best discount you could ever find for Made In products. So you go to madeincookware.com/notskinny and use promo code NOTSKINNY for 15% off your first order. That's madeincookware.com/notskinny and use promo code NOTSKINNY. They also have amazing wine glasses, just saying. Okay, I love your Teresa Giudice. But are you, because I didn't see, do you say daughters? Are you talking about her four daughters?
My daughters, I talk about Gia. I talk about like really simple things. Like, I like this, I like that. I talk about all the stuff that I'm selling, like this like belly thing that has three modes. It's like easy, hard, and tough. And you click it and like it makes your belly jiggle. So swipe up for 20% off using code Teresa.
I think I promoted something she did one day and I was like, I don't know. Like, I think I'm doing it better, but like, maybe she's secretly like better at it in this weird way. But no, when you watch her videos, you're like, you've never touched that product in your life. You don't know what it is. Somebody just brought it to you in the box and you were like, literally, what does this do? That's so funny.
There was my favorite one is her June oven, which is this electronic oven. And this lady is getting booked. Okay. She is booked and busy with these sponsored ads because every day it's a new thing.
But wait, are they all like companies nobody has ever heard of, or are there some big names?
There's some big names. I saw Dorinda from New York. She also did the June oven. But
what's a June oven? What's a June oven?
All right. So this June oven is like the month June, right? I don't know where the name came from, but it's electronic. It's a dehydrator. It's an oven. It's a smart oven. It is a baker. I don't know. But she points to her phone and she's like, so it's on your phone. You get the app, you download it, you hit your phone and you can see what you're cooking. And she had like these like baked chips in there at the time. And it just killed me because I was like, what are we doing? And she's like, all right. So it's really easy to bake. You can do all it and her hands are like there. She's like, you can make it. And it's really good. And I never know. I think I leave more confused after the sponsored ad. I'm like, wait, what?
What did it do? Did you see that Gia is coming out with merch of waking up in the morning?
It's genius, but I also think like we could have gotten a picture of like the GIF. Like it's a very simple.
Did you just call it a GIF?
I did. I don't know. Is it GIF or GIF? I really don't know. I go back and forth.
I don't know either. I like the zhuzh of the GIF. I might change it up.
The GIF. But sometimes I say GIF, GIF. Like I give both. Like it's a GIF, yeah?
Yeah.
The GIF. I think.
Yeah, like maybe not just written. I mean, make your money. Yeah.
Oh, I'm loving it. I think it's genius. And I think it took them a little bit of time actually to get it out there. You know, we've been singing Waking Up in the Morning for months now.
Do you know how late I was on that? I think I got unfollowed for how late I was on that. I think when I posted, like, when I was like, wait, you guys, did you know? I don't think there was one person that was like, oh my God, no, I didn't know. I think all of them were like, Amanda, which I love, by the way. I don't know. It's like a pet. It's like a, wait, what's the pet peeve, but in a good way? Like, it turns me on when my followers say my name in like a angry voice.
Ooh, that's like your turn on?
Yeah, no, when they're like Amanda. When they're like Amanda. Amanda.
You like the scolding.
I like a little bit the like Amanda. Like what's happening? And that was one of the things. And I know it took me so long, but I will say this, and I'm not just standing up for myself or justifying. I'm kind of glad I didn't know because it's so sad. And like I was enjoying the TikToks. I think of like the vibe. And when I saw baby Gia and how sweet, okay, you guys, I know this doesn't sound mean, but fuck it. Like, how do these, I feel like really smart, independent, self-sufficient kids come out of like dummy parents. And I wonder how that works.
Right. And isn't Gia so above her time? Like she was before her time. She is a savant.
She literally was so mature always and so amazing. And it's like, and her mom, you know, is not with her daughters.
Like, Gia doesn't snort coke. What is the simile? I don't get it. I don't get an analogy. And Gia's like, Mom, relax. She was using a comparison.
But do you think, I mean, this is just a theory. Maybe Teresa isn't dumb because think about if she wasn't like considered dumb, she could get in way more trouble for the shit that she says. But if people are like, oh, she's Teresa, she's kind of dumb, then she gets away with it because she says some savage, like awful. She's also like literally what killed me in Ronge was like she literally was so awful to her brother and Melissa, literally never defended them. Literally her ex, Joe Judice talked mad shit about her brother. And then the brother was like, why didn't you defend me? And she was like, well, he wasn't wrong. Like was super bitchy. 2 seconds later, she's like screaming her head off about how they didn't fucking gnaw off on Jackie's arm for Jackie saying like that Teresa was in jail. And I'm like, wait, did she just say that and then say that? And no one's saying, Teresa, you're being a hypocrite. Because no one knows.
Yeah, like no one even knows how to handle the situation. They're just like, okay, Teresa is like, we don't even know what side to take. Yeah, she's like family over everything. Except when I'm in the wrong and then you like she's always asking for the support. I don't get it.
Right. But she's like she's the least supportive ever.
If you ever need Teresa's support, she's not there. Like it's like it's over for you. Like, sorry.
But doesn't it seem, Andrea, like her parents were so amazing? So how like it seems like, I mean, Nono, could you ever?
could you ever, I mean, just making the meat at like all hours of the morning, like 6 a.m. He's at the stove. Like he's been slaving all night.
Aww.
I love him.
I love him. R.I.P.
I mean, the sweetest R.I.P. I think he was one of my favorite characters on the show.
100.
Forever.
Yeah.
It's just, I loved seeing the family. It made it so, it humanized them. Like they were so.
Yes. Like because you want to believe, and I feel like this is with the Kardashians, and I'll say this till the end of time, like they're amazing to each other.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, I really hope everyone listening no longer buys microfiber sheets and that you've upgraded in your life. Okay. Your upgrade may have been to cotton. And you're like, wow, I'm buying 100% organic cotton. But sorry to break it to you, you're going to have to make another upgrade in your life, and that's to 100% organic bamboo fabric, okay? Etitude offers sustainably made bedding, sleepwear, bathwear, and accessories made from 100% organic bamboo fabric. Their best-selling fabric, clean bamboo, delivers superior comfort and wellness benefits without harming the planet. Yep, they're sustainably frickin' made. They're referred to as vegan silk. They're cooling on the skin and it just is like amazing. And you're going to be like, how was I living my life not sleeping on bamboo sheets? Because OMG, Louie, try it for 30 nights. If you're not completely satisfied, they'll take it back for a full refund. Okay, because they're committed to providing the best quality sleep in the most sustainable way. Upgrade to this new way of life. Feel like the bougie queen you deserve to be, but at a discount, because we love discounts, okay? So 20% off, you guys, at Etitude. Go to etitude.com. That's like attitude, but with an E. Etitude, etitude.com/notskinny and use promo code not skinny to get 20% off and free shipping. So that's etitude.com/notskinny. Enter promo code not skinny. Remember, that's etitude, like eco attitude. So use that code, go to that URL, get 20% off, and thank me later. Okay, what do you think that's going to happen with the Kardashian Hulu show? Do you think it's legit going to be like, we're back, same exact thing, we were just crying for no reason? Or is it going to be like a little bit of a change up?
I've had so many conversations with people like that are also huge Kardashian fans. And we have all communally said that it's going to be a little different. Like they're going to put in some like different segments maybe, or they're going to like have a throwback and they're going to like relive the moments together.
Definitely not that, Andrea. Definitely not that. Like 100% not that. I'm not going to even let you. Definitely not a throwback and reliving it. That's not happening.
Okay, yeah, it's not going to be like their reunion Christmas where they're like on the couch. They're like, oh my God, remember when Rob was skinny? Oh my God. And then
panning to Kylie and Kylie just being like, no, it's really amazing making the memories. Like, does she ever say anything? Like a sentence about anything aside from, she's just like, she's going with that one line of like, it was really like a great making the memories. You know,
that's it. I don't even know who Kylie is. And for her to have such a big following, I'm like, but where's the personality? Is it just like this fad of like her gorgeous and she's got this like amazing body and like the face and the lip kits? Like, I just don't get the obsession with like,
you know,
I love
what?
Looking
that's
at her.
Such a basic thought. Like, Andrea, I love it. But like I'm saying, not basic bitch, like that's such a basic, like, let's get down to the nitty gritty that I've never questioned. But that is such a genius question, because I feel like you're naive because you think in your silly little naive brain that people follow people because of like who they are, like as a person or something, like they're interested in her thoughts.
Yeah, they're not, obviously. Yeah. I mean, I love comedy and I follow people for their comedic timing and the new shit that I'm finding from them. And like, yeah. But yeah. So with Kylie, I just never get that. Like, I just feel like I don't know Kylie. you know, on a very surface level, I know her, but I don't like if you ask me like say three things about Kylie, I'd be like lip kit, ass, I don't like Travis.
Wait, did you see Stormy? Well, do you remember the interview that she did with Travis Scott to try to see if he knows her? It was the same thing.
She's hilarious.
You guys, if you haven't seen it, you're going to think it's a parody and those are actors, but it's actually Kylie and Travis Scott. So look it up. She's like, ask some questions. He doesn't know the names of her dogs. Like, imagine having a baby with someone and her being like, what's my first dog? And he's like, Nina. And she's like, no. Like, legit, not at all. What's my second dog? He's like, the big one? Like, literally, my dogs. Like, do you not know my dogs? Like, that's insane.
Insane to me. And yet,
like, I'm like, I yell at my husband, like, in the morning if he doesn't know what I dreamt in my brain last night.
I'm like, who did you cheat on me with last night in my dream, bitch? And he's like, I'm like, make up a name and it better be right. Yeah. God forbid, like, he doesn't know my dog's names. Like, how are they?
How?
What is that? How? So that just goes to show you, like, I don't even think Kylie knows Kylie. And he definitely doesn't know Kylie.
He definitely doesn't. But you know what? We do get glimpses about her. And I feel like it was thrown out throughout the seasons and also in the reunion. Because did you notice in the reunion, I may have rewound like three times to hear it. Chris said, like, when it just was starting and they were all getting ready, she was like, they said, Kylie doesn't show up often, but when she shows up, she shows up. Now, this wasn't the first time because there was another time they were all going to Palm Springs house or something. Kylie was later, didn't come. And they also said, like, Kylie's always with her friends or something.
Yes. So
and she also said at the reunion, I've discovered lately that, like, my family's pretty awesome, which, like, good morning, America, Kylie. My family's pretty awesome and I should be spending more time with them as opposed to, like, just hanging out with my friends.
Maybe it's because she's younger, so she's still in that mode of, like, family is not cool. And, yeah. And I feel like if you grew up with that family, too, you'd be like, yeah, it's just mom and dad. It's just, like, my sisters are not that cool. But in reality, you got a pretty dope rich fam.
Listen, I would talk to you about the Kardashians the whole time just so you could do court. But, like, you know we have to talk about Brit.
Guys, I know. I was just with Taylor, so we had one of the other co-hosts. He's, like, covering it all, and I haven't got to talk to anybody about it.
Mm.
First of all, WTF, what's going on? How have we been blindsided? Like, I know we all knew it, but we didn't know it, right? And so just hearing it from her own voice, she sounded very level-headed on the audio. Like, she was fully there, and she was finally able to speak her truth. I'm blown away, and I feel like we've neglected her for years, over a decade.
For years. All she wants at the end of the day, you guys, and there's a lot of information out there so you can seek it out, read the fucking transcript. She literally went live on audio in the courtroom. It was leaked so you could find it. She basically, her bottom line is, I want out of this conservatorship, but she also has a byline, which is, I want out of it without being evaluated again. She's like, enough. I've been evaluated a gazillion times. I want to get out of it without being evaluated. Moreover, everyone that has anything to do with my conservatorship should be legit in jail. Moreover, I was put on lithium. I was enslaved. Mm-hmm. I performed with 104 fever. I was not allowed, like, I have an IUD in me and not allowed to take it out. Like, I feel like there are two parts of Amanda. One that's, like, listening in to, like, cover it, know what's going on, whatever. And another part of me that is, like, literally detached from myself and being like, no, this isn't the same Britney. This isn't, like, my idol of all time that had to endure this Gilead type shit. And again, we neglected her, but also, like, let's put aside, like, we neglected her. Newspapers every day, their report is their shit. 13 years and we only started hearing about the Free Britney movement during quarantine because we were bored. You know what I mean? Like, what? Yeah. Where was it before? I literally went to see her for my 30th birthday. And I remember being like, I know she's going to dance like she used to because we don't know what's happening with her. But it was like the time of my life. But, like, I wasn't aware of it because I didn't even know how to say the word. I'd be like conservative trip. Like, I couldn't even say the word.
I just learned what that was because of Britney, like a year ago during quarantine. I was like, "What?" I had to look this up. Why? How did we not? Because it's not even, because in America, we believe in, like, freedom. And this is the opposite of that, you know? And it's for somebody that literally cannot have brain function. And for us to be putting Britney under that, it's mind fucking. It's
crazy that she, because for someone to be under it, you have to be in a vegetative state, have to like have crazy dementia. And she's literally in court being lucid, clear. Like she even said, I think she said fucking, I think she cursed a little bit. She was angry. She said, I'm angry. I am depressed. I want out of this. She said, Your Honor, like this is, and Andrea, if she doesn't get out of it, so help me God, like, I don't know what I'm going to do. But if after all of this, and it's so sad because somebody actually posted the woman who produced the Britney Spears documentary that we all saw posted after she spoke, the judge, because she was in the courtroom, the judge and several lawyers commended her for her courage. None of them acknowledged what she said or gave any indication that they would investigate her disturbing accusations or abuse. She left the hearing in the same position. I have goosebumps. With the same people she said were abusing her in charge of almost every aspect of her life and finances. There was no action plan even put into place of what's going to happen next.
So, are we going to storm wherever she is? Like, we need to, like, I'm like speechless. This is a bad movie. And you're thinking like, okay, there's the end result. Like we have a good ending, right?
Right.
Why was there no, I'm asking you as if like you, like, yes. Don't you know, like you're a lawyer, right? Like, so why did she leave with them? Right. Like usually when you hear those accusations, I guess they have to like see if it's all true, but like clearly it is all true because she's the only one. Who's going to stand up for her? Who's going to be like, that's everything she's saying is true. Right, other than Britney and her boyfriend. And I guess I hope her kids, I mean, she was taken custody away from her. So I feel it's just such an insane
and
situation.
Like, and even in her whole transcript, I don't think we're getting any really explanation of why she was put under it. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I want to hear. Like, okay, we know she went through shit. I did like two podcasts deep diving into this stuff. Like she was going through, she had two babies almost back to back. She was dealing with postpartum shit. Like we didn't even realize that, Andrea. Think about it. When she shaved her head, it was after she just had two babies. Imagine now somebody shaved their head. We would be like, that's so cool, Halsey. Like then we were like.
wait, like, of course, paparazzi caught her at the worst moment with the umbrella. And we're like, oh, my God, she's insane. But like, really, she was just fighting back. Probably like all this control she was already under.
Yeah. But how many times did like different men like hit the paparazzi camera because they were in their face and shit like that? Yeah. So she was going to and she locked herself in the bathroom. If you guys remember that when like the paramedics came or something. No shit, because she had her custody taken away from her and she was like so fucking depressed. And I literally get goosebumps over this because it's just one of those situations where you would watch in a movie or in like a documentary years later and be like, what the fucking fuck? Because this is crazy. This isn't like a regular situation. And it is Britney Spears, the idol of our time, the pop star of like all time.
All time. Like, when I think back, she is the ultimate. There's nobody else like her. She is an incredible performer. We just watched her as such an idol. And to see this crash and burn because she had nobody really on her side. Like when I watched that documentary, I was like, where was her mother? Her mother wasn't her mother. She was thinking in like a manager perspective and never as like the mothering, nurturing type that she was supposed to be. And you can forget Jamie Spears, like the father, just absolutely just used Britney for money, for fame, for and control. He's a sick man. But I just wonder, where was her team ever besides her caretaker? Like, where is the caretaker now? Do we even know?
No. And I don't know, because she said in the court, she was like, my family did nothing. My family did nothing. Yeah. So that answers my question of like, if she's saying my family, she doesn't only mean Jamie Spears. She obviously means the brother, Brian Spears, who's a fucking dick. And she isn't saying not my gorgeous mother and sister. She's kind of pulling them all together, which makes me think like, you know, if the mother isn't advocating for her kid, then like who is? Which is why I really want to believe that Sam, even though a lot of people are getting creeper vibes from him and maybe I used to, I want to believe that he's a real deal, because if people are going to say that he's an opportunist, like what opportunities? Like she's on an allowance. She can't fucking do anything. They can barely like, you know, probably have sex or like take vacation. They can't do anything. She said she can't even drive in a car with him. So like, which is so wild. Again, saying it out loud makes me feel like weird, but that's why I can't believe that he would be in it for like the long run, being like, well, when we get her out of this conservatorship, I'll take her for all she's worth. Like, I think he actually loves her if he's in this crazy shit with her. And he wore a Free Britney shirt yesterday and you could see it in his selfie. So, you know, I want to believe that he is on her side.
I do too. I used to get creeper vibes from him like all the time. I'd be like, this is weird. All they do is like make little videos together. Is she well? But yeah, he's stuck by her for years now. And I think he's the real deal. And they've talked about the future. They've talked about having babies together. And all she wants to do is remove this IUD so she can actually get married to him and like actually have a family. And I think that's beautiful. And I want that for her. I really hope that, is he even like, what was he before? He was like a model.
I think it's a model actor. Boxer. No, Mickey.
Boxer, model, actor. I mean, obviously he's attractive, but we always just thought he was in it for whatever was going to happen. But as we see her life, they have no freedom together. So like, he must really love her if he's.
But you know what I'm wondering? Like, because she said in the court, she was like, all I want to do is to tell my story. All I want to do is for people to hear that this is what's happening, which is why I do want people talking about it. But I'm just wondering, like, physically, because I try to picture the situation, like, can she pick up a phone and say, invite a doctor to her house and have them take out the IUD? Like, what is stopping? Like, is it a controlling thing where she's so controlled that like she's actually not doing those things because she's not allowed to? Or are there so many physical things in place? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, it's just hard to kind of picture like who's stopping you. Like, and again, and then we have to go back to her Instagram posts and how, you know, odd they are and think like what's happening there. Is somebody controlling it? I mean, there are so many questions. And she said that all she wants to do is tell her story. And what broke my heart, one of the things that most broke my heart was she said, all I want to do, I wish I could stay on the phone with you guys forever. Yeah. She said that forever. Because like, once I get off the phone with you, I'm back to the same fucking shit. And like, how heartbreaking that an innocent, beautiful, young, successful, and talented girl was just imprisoned by her own family for no reason. I mean, it is mind-boggling. And if this doesn't end in her freedom, I am literally gonna fucking like storm. What did you think of Justin Timberlake's? Let me just, I mean, you could hear from me. Ugh. You could probably tell what I think of it. What do you think of his tweet of support? Let's just pull it up while you tell me.
I would be willing to hear it again. I mean, like, I read it and he like included Jess in it, but it didn't seem as like heartfelt. Like, I would have loved like a video or something where just we get to see his facial expressions and like his emotions. Cause they really, I mean, we knew them as what the it couple for a long time in Hollywood. You know what I mean? Like, they were the pop culture. They wore jean together, okay? So that says enough. But I just think a tweet, it's like almost like a text breakup. It's like, what is that? What is that? Is that supposed to be like, this is it, the tweet? Yeah. I think it could have been more. Did you think it was a little bit too short and like not long-winded enough?
I swear I would prefer that he would just hashtag Free Britney and that would have been stronger than this piece of shit. He wrote, after what we saw today. Like, before that, what? Like, I'm dissecting every line. After what we saw today, we should all be supporting Britney at this time. No, bitch. We should all be supporting Britney since for fucking ever. Regardless of our past. Oh, really? Regardless of the fact that you dated 35 years ago, you're going to still support an imprisoned poor girl? Thanks, Justin. Really big of you. Regardless of our past, good and bad. Like, he had to bring up the bad.
And
like,
bad? Like, how about, matters?
If it matters that she hooked up with Wade Robson. And no matter how long ago it was, he's like still,
we're still fixated on the timeline, Justin. No. I can't. You're right. I'm glad we're dissecting this line by line because it just shows me how bad it actually is.
No matter how long ago it was, it's as if like all of his fans were like, no, but she cheated on you. Don't free her. And he's like, you guys, no matter good or bad.
Or the time, how long ago it was.
Like, no one cares. What's happening to her is just not right. Oh, no shit, fucking Sherlock. No woman should ever be restricted from making decisions about her own body. Oh, thanks, Justin. Mm-hmm. No one should ever be held against their will or ever have to ask permission to access everything they've worked so hard for. Now, this is the most annoying part, probably. Jess and I send our love. Like, absolutely no one in the goddamn world, like, ever in the whole fucking world asked how Jess is about the situation, nor has Jess.
In fact, we can just go to Jess's Twitter and also find her thoughts. But for you to include you and her, it's like you buy a birthday card and you have the whole family just sign their name just so they're included. And you're like, okay, yeah.
Jess signing and I off, Justin and send Jess. Our love okay. and our absolute support to Brittany during this time. We hope the courts and her family make this right and let her live however she wants to live. When you say let her live however she wants to live, it sounds like something like a choice. Like, oh, Brittany just wants to, like, you know, live on a nudist beach and, like, eat guayabas all day. Like, no, she wants to literally just live her life.
Drive a car. Have someone else drive her car.
Like the most, I feel like, because you were saying it's short. I feel like for someone that, like, knows Brittany and, like, has been with her, he could have said she's a beautiful soul. I know she'll be okay. And, like, I'm rooting for her. Like, it doesn't have to be long. And I feel like if he just did hashtag free Brittany, that could have even, like, spoken volumes. Like, okay, you guys, I know for all the people are going to say, like, if he's just said hashtag free Brittany, we'd be like, he's not saying more. Could be. I'm not saying. But something about this was so cringy to me. And, like, he may feel cringy to me ever since the, like, touchy feelingness he had with his co-star, like, while Jessica Biel was pregnant. But also looking back in the documentary of how he treated her and then he, like, apologized, and Janet Jackson. I mean, he's had some cringy moments. Believe you me, Andrea, I wish not. I loved Justin Timberlake. I wish he wasn't ruined for me. But this was kind of like, Jess and I send her support. Like, that's just annoying. That's like if you have an ex-boyfriend and, like, he tells you, like, me and my girlfriend, like no one cares about you and Jess. And how about Jessica Biel? We don't need the nickname. I don't know. It's just like, oh, she should live however she wants to live, as if she's asking for some crazy way to live. I don't know. Let me drink my Colombe, okay?
Yes. Oh, I love that you drink that. I just think that he's like, doesn't he write his own songs? And that's all he could come up with? Where are the lyrics? Like, write a cute little poem or something. Like, I mean, just like make it just more romantic, not romantic in that sort of way. But you know what I mean? Like, it just sounded very harsh and, like, thrown together on a notepad.
Yeah. And I hope he texted her.
And the nickname Jess, I had to, like, think in my head. I was like, what the fuck is he talking? Oh, me and Jess send our regards. I'm like, oh, that's right. Jessica Biel. Okay. Right. Hello.
I feel like he thought he had to do it. But were there enough celebrities? Like, I feel like every single celebrity, there's nothing not to support here. I feel like everyone should have blasted Britney yesterday. Yeah. And we had, like, Cher, like, where was Lady Gaga? I don't know. Not that I'm, like, one of those people that's like, why are you not commenting on this? That's, like, an annoying thing to do to, like, celebrities. But, like, were there enough celebrities? This was a huge deal yesterday. I feel like everyone with a little bit of power should have been posting about this.
I completely agree. And now, I wasn't really checking up on celebrities. I just thought I would see it in, like, my... Like, I follow so many celebrities, I just assumed it would come up in my stories. And, like, I really wasn't seeing as many as I thought. It was just a lot of my friends saying it. But I totally agree with you. I mean, this should just be, like, an entire movement. And I think, like...
Oh, you think? Maybe we should call it Free Britney.
Yeah. Like, where is the move? But where is it bigger? Like I should be hearing it from, like, the rooftops, you know?
Right.
Like, I think we all need to go storm it. I don't even know where to... I'm so lost about it. That's another thing. It's, like, I think I just need to, like... fully immerse myself in it, because I am, like, I went to bed sick last night because of it. And I feel powerless, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is this system that's happening right now? And I feel like I'm at a loss of words, but, like, she went away with the same people that she came in with, you know what I mean? And she's just, like, in the same control as she was when she went in there.
And, like, when's the answer? When are we getting our tests back? Like, when are you telling us, like, when's the reveal? Like, when is it happening? Is it happening? Did they just let her speak? Is there going to be, like, a decision made based on what she said? Is it holding any value? You know what I mean?
exactly all my questions. And that's why I just feel so overwhelmed by the whole thing. And I'm just like, what is happening? How long do we have to wait? Especially when people are like, this isn't even like a trial. Like, she did nothing wrong.
Right. Right. So imagine. Oh, my God. Ugh. Andrea.
So it's beyond. I mean, it's literally like the show. She's in Gilead. She's Handmaid's Tale right now.
Do you know that when we speak, now that I've heard you do both Court and Teresa, it's like all I'm hearing is Court and Teresa. But okay, before we go, yeah. I haven't heard your KCAV, and I saw that you could do her. So I'm going to close my eyes real quick.
So I know that like we were just talking about Britney, and like I'm just like donezo with this whole conservatorship, like whatever. But like I'm just like sick to my stomach. But also, by the way, there's a sale at Uncommon James right now. If you get like layering, that's actually the bigger thing at hand.
She would do that. She would say that's the bigger thing at hand right now. She's opportunist. She's smart AF. She talked about it, or I was told by, I don't remember, but like when there was drama going on about her ex, right, and all that, she was like, Uncommon James, like discount code today. Like, she literally fucking I know we're not allowed to say boss, it's like chuggy, like girl boss, boss ass bitch, but she's very businessy. But you also posted today, we saw Kristen, Craig, Justin Anderson, and Craig together. Oh, I said that twice. Austin, they're like the same kind of Austin.
Literally
Craig.
The same.
Austin, Craig. People were like, oh my God, Craig. No, listen, Craig is with Paige. They're trying to fuck with us. I'm friendly with both of them and they're still fucking with me about it. And I'm like, well, fuck you, because you're obviously together. And like, who do you think you, like, no, just fucking admit it. What do you think you are? The Obamas? Like, tell us. So they're for sure together. The whole Kristen, you ship.
I ship because I just want Paige to be happy. I just think she's so cute and gorgeous and perfect. And I just like she should be just like worshipped. She's just so like always put together.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh my God. Wouldn't you want, like, I feel like my husband deserves that, you know? He deserves.
I see Paige and I'm like, I want that for you, babe. I'm sorry you have me. I'm like, I wish
you could wake up to like these perky tits. And like, I love how she does swipe ups on like things nobody could wear but her. She's like, swipe up to this like onesie leotard bunny suit for the slopes. And you're like, legit only you could wear it.
Like, I can't with that. But like, it's cute that you think that I could, you know, like she has high hopes for us.
Yeah. She's like, swipe up for these nipple covers that you could wear. And you're like, literally just you. Like, I need to know if someone needs to create a page like I bought what Paige said and this is how it looks on me. Yes. But I would ship, but nobody be confused by that picture. Craig and Kristen Cav aren't together. I think Austin and Sierra are hooking up. Oh, no, sorry. It might be Austin and KCAV, actually.
I mean, I could definitely see her. I'm like, okay, Kristen's a flirt, you guys. Like, I love flirting. I love drinking tequila. Like, I just love it. I just have so much fun.
That's so good. That's so fucking good. You guys, if you don't already, go follow Andrea Lopez on Instagram. Andrea Lopez Comedy, right?
Yep, that's me on Instagram and TikTok.
Oh, sorry. Forgot the major app over here. And on TikTok. Andrea, thank you so much for coming on today. And you woke me up. Look at me. I'm rejuiced.
Oh, you're re-gift. You, first of all, we didn't even get to talk about your eyelash lift. Your lift and tint. Like, you look like she has a filter on her face, you guys.
That's crazy. It's
crazy.
But like, I just want to tell people a few things. Like, A, they're not all created equal. And I'm not just saying that because I've seen other lifts and tints. And I'm like, did you get anything? Second of all, I'm like the perfect candidate. Like, I told the place, I was like, I should be your model. And they were like, okay. but they were like, okay. I have really long, really light lashes. So it's like made for me. So
it's made for you
because they're long and straight. So they're like visors usually. And so when you curl, like, oh my God. So I get home yesterday and my husband is like, like, imagine I did Botox. I do Botox.
Could you? Like, the game would be over for him. Like,
no, but I come home and he's like, you just look really surprised. Like, he's a little shocked by it. He's like, you look like this. Because it really opened up. It, like, flipped me open. But it is a vibe, you guys. It is a vibe. It's an instant game changer. And you don't have to put mascara on. And honestly, I'm getting closer to being Paige DeSorbo.
You are. Just, like, swipe up for those nipple tassels.
So I moved to shop. Andrea Lopez, everybody. Go follow her. She's amazing. She's amazing. I'm trying to be Courtney. No, it's not working. Can you just say bye to me as Court?
Yeah. Bye, guys. I loved being here. I'm obsessed with you, Amanda. And, like, you're just, like, gorge and perf.
I love you. I love you, Court. Thank you, babe.
Bye, guys.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Not Skinny But Not Fat. Follow me on Instagram at Not Skinny But Not Fat. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any episodes. Rate the podcast that you love so much on Apple Podcasts and write a little review. If you tell me you did, I'll give you a big virtual smoocheroo. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you next Tuesday.